morning. Welcome to Gretna. You can have a seat. I just thought we should begin this morning where we left off last Sunday with Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, or Todah, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that we can gather together once again to worship you this morning. I pray that your Spirit will flow through us and unite us in worship, and that each of us will hear your words and be moved by your calling to do what you are asking us to do in your world, to love you with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love others in the same way that you love us each day. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are visiting with us this morning, we're glad that you're here. And just to let you know, sorry, I'm going to try bending out a little bit, see if that helps. If you are visiting this morning, this is going to be a totally different service. Pastor Rob is off in Kentucky with some of our members at Riverside Christian Schools. And our associate pastor, Katie, is in Ashland at the Brethren Academy with some of our youth. So unfortunately, you are left with me this morning. And I am not a preacher, but I am a teacher. And we're going to learn two more Hebrew words that will change the way you worship. If you've got children that are under two, we have a nursery for them that will be staffed by volunteers when the children are dismissed. And later in our service with Stacy McCulley this morning, and children's worship is for children 3 years old through fourth grade. If you have been busy packing those shoeboxes, you can drop them off at Calvary all this week in the evening from 6 to 8 p.m. and on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. Remember to RSVP for the upcoming Ladies' Christmas Breakfast and Ornament Exchange on Saturday, December 2nd at 10 a.m. For those that are 60 years old and up, and you've got questions about Medicare, please call the church office and schedule a time on an upcoming Wednesday evening to talk with Alana Watkins. Being part of a community of believers means that it gives you an opportunity to share life together. And we have various small groups that meet throughout the week and ministries that always are needing your help to be the hands and feet of Jesus. If you feel a tugging at your heart that there's something that you want to do but you really don't know what it is, would you find one of our deacons before you leave today, and they can help you connect with one of our small groups and ministries. Can I have our deacons just stand up this morning so that they know who you are if they need to get in touch with somebody, since Pastor Rob's not here and since Pastor Katie's not here? Here are your deacons that if you need something this morning. Psalm 96, verse 8 and 9 says, "Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering to come into his courts. Worship the Lord with the splendor of his holiness." Many of you have brought a monetary offering into his courts this morning and have dropped it off in the box in the back of the sanctuary, or you have given online in our app. And God does love a cheerful giver, but he also loves when we worship him. Would you please pray with me? Dear Jesus, we have come to worship you in the splendor of your holiness, and I ask that our hearts are going to be open this morning to the music and your word as we learn about our two Hebrew words of Zamar and Tehillah this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, as I said, this is going to be a little bit different service this morning, and it's already different because our talent offering is not here this morning to share their talent. So we're going to head right in to this morning's sermonette. I decided I'm not a pastor, so I'm not going to give a sermon, but I'll give you a little sermonette on Holy Roar this morning. But before we begin, I want to play a little version of the game, Name That Tune. Gretna is known for being a musical church, so let's just see how good you are with some famous movie soundtracks. Are you ready? Okay, who can name this song in just two notes? Chaz, excellent, very good. That was easy.
I thought they were
Christian songs. Oh, it's movie soundtracks. Movie soundtracks. Okay, movie soundtracks. Who can name this tune in five notes? Good, it's two. It is Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Okay, Dave, who can name this song in six notes? James Bond theme, very good. Who can name this tune in four notes? Oh, heard Indiana Jones, that's not correct. Okay, how about six notes? Star Wars, yes. Okay, who can name this song in seven notes? The Godfather theme, very good. Who can name this song in four notes? Good, it's Eye of the Tiger from Rocky. And who can name this one in eight notes? Mission Impossible theme. Okay, who can name this one in seven notes? Indiana Jones, the Raiders of the Lost Ark theme. And who can name this tune in 11 notes? Superman, is it? Very good. Good job. Well, this morning, we are going to work to develop the soundtrack of our worship lives, our Holy Roar. We're going to just flow between scripture and music as we work on two more words of Hebrew praise. So, if you have children that are between the ages of 3 years old and fourth grade, you're welcome to send them with Stacy. She's at the back, and they're going to get to go learn more about Jesus. And if you're visiting here, they will come back when they are done. If you want them to stay and learn the Hebrew words, that's okay with me. I spend a lot of time with kids, so they're not going to bother me one bit. So we'll let them go out. If you notice the subtitle of Holy Roar, it says seven words that are going to change the way you worship. And I want you to notice the word you in the subtitle. It's not the way the church is going to worship or Gretna worships, but it's your personal worship that should be a 24/7 experience and not just on Sunday mornings at our 10 o'clock worship time. Pastor Rob chose this series for the worship ministry. And I think if you asked a lot of us on the ministry when we first started, we were waiting for that moment, for that aha moment in the book, where we go, yes, that's how we're going to make a new and something great and something captivating in our worship. But I think as we delve deeper into the study, we realized that the questions and the reflections were pointing more to what we needed to do, develop our own personal worship and spending that time with God more than our development of our corporate worship. Yet, I do believe that you are and will be seeing changes in our corporate worship, not because we need to do these seven words, but as a response to the changes in our personal worship time with God. This morning, we're going to look at two words that focus on the music of praise, zamar, and the song of praise, tehillah. This is why our scripture and music are going to flow together this morning, because Zamar and Tehillah are all about music and song. Zamar means to make music, to celebrate in song, to touch the strings or parts of a musical instrument. While the definition of Tehillah means laudation or praise, it's a hymn, a song of praise, a new song, a spontaneous song. We're going to start with the music of praise, Zamar. It is found 41 times in the Bible, but yet in our Bibles, when you look, it just says praise. Yet, as you heard from the definitions, Zamar means to make music, and Zamar means to celebrate in song and music, and Zamar also means to touch the strings and parts of the musical instrument. Martin Luther stated that next to the Word of God, the noble art of music is the greatest treasure in the world. Beautiful music is the art of the prophets that can calm the agitations of the soul. It is one of the most magnificent and delightful presents God has given us. Music draws our attention toward the praise of God. Music is a powerful tool that can draw us into a deeper personal experience with God. And music can soften our hearts, it can soothe our troubled souls, and it opens up the door to hearing the message of God. In Psalm 71:22, it says, "I will praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, O God. I will sing Zamar to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel." Now this morning, it's not going to be with a harp and a lyre, but with some brass instruments. Daniel and Caitlin are going to bring us into God's presence this morning through instrumental Zamar. It's going to allow us to just take a moment to sit and breathe in God's Holy Spirit and to allow the music to soften our hearts and allow our minds to meditate on God's word as we draw closer to Him in our worship this morning. Isn't that beautiful? Just to breathe. We're desperate for you. I'm sure that some of you are out there sitting and saying, "Well, I don't play an instrument," or "I can't carry a tune." However, when each of us engages in Zamar praise to God, when we sit still and we listen to the music, we should recognize the way it prepares our souls to receive God's word. And as we take a closer look at God's word, we can see the power in the music of Zamar praise. In 2 Kings, we find Elisha prophesying to the kings of Judah and Israel and Edom in their upcoming battle with Moab. And Elisha, knowing the importance of the power of music, called for a harpist and waited for the harpist to arrive and begin playing before he would even share the message from God. This is what the Lord says: "I will fill this valley with pools of water." But you need a little bit more of the backstory. You see, the kings of Judah and Israel and Edom had just made a 7-day march through the desert, and they had no more water for themselves or for their animals. Elisha knew that he needed the music to prepare their hearts for the reality of the important message from God, that he was going to fill this desert valley with pools of water. Elisha goes on to say, "For this is what the Lord says, you will see neither rain nor wind, yet this valley will be filled with water, and you and your cattle and your other animals will drink. This is an easy thing in the eyes of the Lord. He will also deliver Moab into your hands." And God did both. So during your Bible study this week, if you're a musician, I encourage you to pull out your instrument of choice and just play a favorite worship song before you start reading the Bible. And if you're not a musician, turn on that YouTube video, get out your phone, listen to your favorite app with music before you open your Bible and just allow the music of Zamar to prepare your heart for the reality of the important message that God wants to speak to you that day. And just see what happens by the time you come back to church next Sunday. How does it change your worship? Many times, because I think we don't have our personal worship time with God during the week, when we enter these doors on Sunday morning, we sort of come in with all of our baggage. Our problems in our world, you know, we live a life in a broken world that's full of trouble, right? Yeah, amen. And so we come with all of our baggage. We carry it in with us. We have our problems from our week, our fears, our opinions, our biases, our wishes, our joys, our hopes, our dreams, our desires. And when we come in with all this baggage on a Sunday morning, it's sort of difficult to draw close to God or to hear him speaking to us or even to worship him. Have you noticed when you enter the doors of the sanctuary that there is music playing? Have you noticed that on most Sundays, when we have everybody here, we got a lot of people in Kentucky, that when the lights are dimmed, there's one more song, and the cross is fully illuminated? Have you noticed those things? This is to allow you an opportunity to focus your worship on Jesus as the music of Zamar resounds throughout the sanctuary. It's a time that allows you to come in with all your baggage and just lay it down so that you can begin meditating on God and focusing on praising him. And as you start meditating and the music is playing, your praises and the music become entwined together, and they are a powerful music of praise together. That is Zamar. And it goes right to the throne of heaven. So next Sunday, as you enter the sanctuary, I encourage you to listen for the Zamar music and allow the music to prepare your hearts to hear the message God has for your worship and to calm your soul from the baggage that you've carried throughout the week. Speaking of a lot of trouble, King David also knew about the power of music to calm the soul. David offered Zamar praise to God with his harp on multiple occasions. In 1 Samuel 16:23, we see whenever the Spirit of God came on Saul, David would take up his lyre and play. Then relief would come to Saul, he would feel better, and the evil spirit would leave him. David expressed his adoration to God in times of great distress. He recognized that music can bolster the human heart and fill us with our courage to exercise our faith as we live into God's promises. Even when he was fleeing through the desert, he wrote these words in Psalm 7:17. I will yadah the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing Zamar to the name of the Lord Most High. Or when David was hiding in a cave from Saul, David was still giving Zamar praise to God when he wrote Psalm 57:7. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give Zamar. David is known as a man after God's own heart. And in Psalm 108, verse 1, David says, My heart, O God, is steadfast. I will sing and make Zamar with all my soul. David's heart was steadfast on God. Though his burdens and his troubles in this world, he still offered praise right along with his burdens because God was present during his Zamar worship. If you are a believer in Jesus, God has sent to you his Holy Spirit, and he's present with you 24/7 so that you can share your burdens and Zamar praise at the same time. This week, when your first trouble arises, just stop and share your burden with Jesus and through prayer and give thanks to him and praise him with all your soul and see what the Lord will do with your week. Listen to this statement. God is deeply possessive of worship. He's jealous and zealous and passionate for his praise because worship is the primary way that God connects with you. God's possessive. He's passionate. He's zealous and jealous about your tehillah because it's unique to you. Are you living out Psalm 34:1? I will extol the Lord at all times. His tehillah will always be on my lips. Is tehillah praise the soundtrack of your life? When your tehillah happens daily, the result is that others are going to come to know Jesus just by your worship. Psalm 43 says, he put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of tehillah to God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. You can be an instrument of the Father's heart to the people God has placed in your lives. In Holy Roar, Chris Tomlin tells the story of the song Good, Good Father. It started as a song of tehillah. It was in a house church, and a woman who was battling with cancer asked for prayer. And the worshipers in the house church gathered around her. And the Spirit of God, whom we know from Psalm 22 is enthroned in our tehillah, fell on the room. And the chorus, the words of the song, Good, Good Father, came to Tony Brown. And he began whispering it. And then it was joined by the woman. And then the worshipers began singing it. And in that moment of suffering, they found the goodness of God. That song, Good, Good Father, ministered the Father's heart to that woman in that moment. I'm going to ask you, as we're going to sing Good, Good Father, but I'm going to ask you to please move. And I want you to find somebody to stand with this morning. Maybe somebody, you can get up and start moving. Somebody whose prayers have moved you. Or maybe the Holy Spirit is just nudging you to go stand by that person instead of us being all in our individual pews. Go find somebody to stand with. Join hands with them. Lay hands on them. Be together in a time of tehillah. Find somebody that God is saying, join hands with. Just surround. We know our prayers. And we're going to sing Good, Good Father that just began as a simple tehillah and now is a song of zamar, which God is going to inhabit right now.
Far and wide, but I know we're all in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us.
Oh, a smile so undeniable, I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable, I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still into love.
Give a hug. Come back to your seats. Because you know, true Tehillah is a spontaneous new song. It's unprepared and it is sung straight to God. Your Tehillah is unique to you. It's your song, it's your testimony sung in gratitude to God. Tehillah is your story of praise. In Hebrew, the whole book of Psalms is called Tehillim. It's a whole collection of praises to God by David and others. And we love to sing our hymns and our modern worship songs, but those are written by other people. Those started out as those authors, Tehillah, and it captured our hearts too. And we love singing them. But true Tehillah praise is yours alone, and Jesus cannot wait to hear it. We're going to try a new spontaneous Tehillah this morning that's going to be unique, it's going to be unprepared, and it's going to be sung to God. Because you know what? If we can't be spontaneous here, we're not going to be spontaneous out there. Psalm 57:7, when I was reading and praying, it stuck out to me, and I couldn't get off my mind. So we're going to use it to start our Tehillah. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise because. How would you fill in that blank? I will sing and give praise because.
Your faithfulness.
Because you love us. Because you are God. There's a lot more. There's three. Three is a really good number. Okay. Our instrumentalists are gonna start with a tune that we've never heard before. And we're going to sing Psalm 57:7. So, what does your soundtrack of praise sound like today? Is there any Zamar or Tehillah praise resounding on your personal soundtrack? If people are listening to your soundtrack, does your soundtrack point them to Jesus? Are you playing his song? Are you his instrument of praise to those whom he has placed in your life? Does your soundtrack sound just as good on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday as it does on Sunday morning? If your soundtrack has stopped, or maybe it's stuck, or maybe it's skipping a few beats, if you remember the record players, please find a deacon to talk with this morning or come to the altar and talk with Jesus. If you're here today and you only know about Jesus, but you don't have a personal relationship with him, you don't have a daily worship time with him where you pray with Jesus and you read the Bible and you sing praises of Tehillah to him, and you feel that your heart is tugging at you to get to know him better, there are deacons in this room, and they would love to talk with you. As we come to the end of our service this morning, I hope that this week, in your personal worship time each day, you will allow Zamar, the music of praise, to prepare your heart so that you can sing your song of praise, your Tehillah to Jesus. One of my favorite quotes in Holy Roar was by Charles Spurgeon. Praise is the rehearsal of our eternal song. By grace we learn to sing, and in glory we continue to sing. If you have been saved by the grace of Jesus, you have learned how to sing about God's greatness, his faithfulness, his mercy and his love and his amazing grace through his Holy Spirit that God sends to each and every one of us who believe. And we have all eternity to continue to sing our praises to God, but with the joy of doing it face to face.